Junior Herald News.
The dystopian black comedy, Concrete Utopia, has questions instead of message. When it comes to living in an apartment, or specifically owning an apartment, many Koreans perceive that differently from simply having a place to live. An apartment could be someone's life goal or another's deep grudge. In that context, Concrete Utopia raises questions about the contradictions humans face when put in extreme situations, such as when your apartment building becomes the only place in Seoul that has survived a devastating earthquake. Director Om Tae-hwa's Concrete Utopia is a dark, black comedy disaster thriller that tells the story of apartment residents whose homes threaten their lives. Residents of Hwanggung Apartment Building No. 103, the only building that has survived a destructive earthquake, initially see their building as a utopia, but that thought simply signals the beginning of a dystopia as non-residents start to flock to the building. Calling non-residents who have sneaked into the building cockroaches, residents of Hwanggung Apartment gather together to protect their utopian home from non-residents. At the center is Kim Yong-tak, Lee Byung-hun, who would be willing even to die if there is anything he can do to protect his home and the building. In exchange for such passion and willingness to sacrifice himself, he is elected to represent the apartment building residents, wielding enormous power among the residents. Next to him is Min-sung, a reliable, seemingly good-hearted neighbor who supports Yong-tak in many ways to keep things in order and establish a system amidst the chaos as food and water become scarce. The movie asks the audience whether you would do the same if your home were the only place to survive a colossal disaster and non-residents were to flood in. It is unclear which decision is the wisest, as that question is left unanswered even after the film's 129-minute running time.